I enjoy watching symphonies playing music, being played by orchestras. Sometimes it's small orchestras, sometimes it's big orchestras. The musicians tuning in to each other in a certain way and responding to each other, noticing sometimes if there's a conductor, how the conductor is leading seemingly, and yet how the different musicians attend to each other's playing and respond to it. Sometimes some are very still, others are active, and then all of a sudden it switches. Some orchestras play music without a conductor, both even with classical, so-called classical music, and of course more modern groups playing other sorts of music, just attend to and respond to each other in a certain way. The subtlety of call response is very interesting to me, both visually and orally, in terms of the sound, in terms of the efforts. In one sense, our life is living as a humongous, very large orchestra, a very large orchestra playing this symphony called our life. This is not always so easy to appreciate, especially when aspects of the symphony don't make sense to us, don't make sense to us in terms of our likes and dislikes, our expectations, our judgments. And we don't see how to clearly respond in a skillful way to how others are playing it. Some of you might have heard me talk about when we were driving, a group of us were driving with Soen Roshi. Riding with Soen Roshi. One of us was driving the van, and he was in the back in the van with us, and we were driving from the mountain center, Daibosatsu Center, down to New York City. And at some point he reminded us, please listen to the symphony of the highway, please attend to the symphony of the highway, symphony of the highway. Now, most of us driving along a highway don't perceive it as a symphony, as a call response of all sorts of people playing together. Maybe there's a director called the rules, or maybe even there are police on the highway, which is more clear direction, but often the symphony of the highway just occurs. Do we hear it and appreciate it, or do we like some drivers, dislike other drivers, decide who is and isn't driving correctly, especially if we're driving on the highway and we have ideas about how this symphony of the highway ought to be going in terms of my driving, my car, my getting there, and whoever is or isn't in my way, or the stoplights, or the speed limits, or etc., etc. We could take it a step further and say the symphony of our life. We have ideas about who should be directing it. Of course, me. Isn't that so? Shouldn't we be directing the symphony of our life? Shouldn't it go according to the script that we have planned for it, and how we're playing it, how we're responding to all the other players? Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? Notice, even when you're sitting formal zazen, and yes, there are sounds from outside, yes, there might even be the way other people are or aren't sitting still, the way our body is or isn't, the way our emotion thoughts are or are not. How do we see, be the symphony of this moment? What do we do when we're sitting upright and still? And in a sense, letting go of directing the symphony of this body-mind moment, much less the body-mind moment of all around us. What interferes with the symphony? What do we notice? How do we decide what the script or the score, that's the proper word, that everyone should be playing, that I should be playing? You've all heard me read from or cite the Shinjin Mai, the unbelieving mind. It's one of the earliest Zen poems that's attributed to the third ancestor. In the Zen lineage. So I'm going to read, third ancestor is Sengtsan, or in Japanese, Sōsan, Sōsan Zenji. The perfect way knows no difficulty, except that it refuses to make preferences. Only when freed from love and from hate and love, it reveals itself fully and without disguise. A tenth of an inch difference, and heaven and earth are set apart. Another way of translating that is, yet if you are off by a hair's breadth, you will be off by as much as heaven and earth are separate. Perfect way knows no difficulties, except it refuses to make preferences. And what do we notice we're doing when we make preferences about how the symphony should be going? Do we allow ourselves to listen and tune in and see and be the symphony that we're playing? Or do we decide that the music of the highway, forget about the highway, the music of the other people who are playing in our symphony is right, wrong? This poem or the verse says a hair's breadth of difference. What does that mean? A hair's breadth of difference, and heaven and earth are set apart. So let's turn for a moment to the Book of Equanimity, to Shoyoroku. Attention, this is case 17. Attention, Hogen asked Monk Shuzan if, no, I shouldn't, yes, asked, it says, if there's even a hair's breadth of difference, heaven and earth are clearly separated. How do you understand this? Shuzan replied, if there's even a hair's breadth of difference, heaven and earth are clearly separated. Hogen said, if that's so, how could you understand it? Shuzan answered, I am just this. How about you, Osho? Osho means priest. Hogen responded, if there's even a hair's breadth of difference, heaven and earth are clearly separated. At that, Shuzan bowed low. Heaven and earth are separated. I should say that Shuzan and Hogen are the names in Sino-Japanese. In Chinese, it's Fayan is the one who asks, and Suishan is the one who responds. So they're several centuries after the poem. So this, the original poem, the third ancestors on believing mind, on mind faith, was well known at that point. Again, the ultimate way is without difficulty. It only avoids being choosy. Different translation. Just don't hate or love. Naturally, be open, clear. If there's even a hair's breadth of difference, it is as the distance between heaven and earth. So, I'll pick this up, this case, next week. But meanwhile, I encourage you to notice where, how you are being the symphony of your life. And of course, the symphony means you're the part of the orchestra with many other orchestra playing with you, playing responding to you, you responding to them. Are you maintaining the symphony, the peace that you are? Or are you setting heaven and earth apart? How so? This is both when we're sitting upright zazen, noticing caught, what's skillful in noticing caught in self-centered dream. And this is in the midst of the dance that our activities in life are, and the sitting zazen in the midst of the dancing with all the other beings, that we dance this symphony. We dance this orchestral piece, or whichever kind of piece you're dancing. So please do your practice, do your life, play the symphony. Thank you.